Many boys have dreams of playing pro sports. This man had many sports from which to choose, which left him with a tough choice to make. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Cargill, who for 150 years has been working side by side with farmers and the ag community. Cargill thanks you for being a part of that success. Learn more at CargillAg.com. We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need 2 steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Rex Hudler, like many young boys, had dreams of playing pro sports. Rex's dreams came true, but his mother prepared him for the challenge of such a career.
I tell you, as a kid, I knew I always wanted to be a pro player, but my mother was a huge influence on me. She encouraged me to stay positive. She said, son, this is a negative world, and it's a negative place to be. Unless you find any positives, you're going to have a hard time surviving.
Coming out of high school, it was football that drew the most attention for Hudler.
Had 25 football scholarship offers. It's just really hard to turn down the Fighting Irish, as they were national champions the year before in 77, and I was flattered that Coach Dan Devine sat me in front of his desk and offered me a scholarship.
He would eventually turn down the scholarship to Notre Dame, though. He passed up the chance to catch passes from a man who would become one of the greatest pros ever.
Yeah, a guy named Joe Montana was there. Now, you can tell by me not going there how it really hurt his career, though, didn't it?
One of Rex's other football visits was to Michigan State. While there, he met an amazing athlete who also would eventually play baseball.
He's going to be a number one pick in football as a wide receiver. His name is Kirk Gibson. And so I asked Kirk Gibson then, can you take me to the baseball program? I like to play baseball. You know, and I heard you guys have a good baseball program. And he goes, someone else will have to take you. Baseball's a sissy sport. He wouldn't take me to their program. And he ends up going out and playing for Michigan State that year and then getting drafted by the Tigers first round.
Gibson did spurn football for baseball and became an MVP in the sport. Hudler ended up choosing baseball too, but his route was quite unique. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.